Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another winning week for Jerry last week with the picks. He is in first place. I believe Boomer had a 500 week, and I had another losing week. So that's the standings, Jerry, Boomer, and me. It's remained that way for basically the entire season, so we'll see if we can change that. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, peat tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. Jerry, take it away.
All right, five games for you, four plus the Jets and Bills on Sunday, which we'll do last. We'll get to the Giants and the 49ers on Monday. Game number one. New Orleans off their big win over the Rams on the road at Cincinnati. The Bengals at home getting 5.5.
I know no A.J. Green, and I know the Saints look like the best team in football, but isn't this the letdown spot on the road against a team that's coming off a bye? It's got to be. So give me Cincinnati at home with the Saints, who everybody is praising this week as going to the Super Bowl, having a tough time traveling to Cincinnati, and the Bengals at least covering the 5.5 at home. I can't pick them to win. I don't have that much guts, but Cincinnati plus 5.5, I'll take them.
I'm not nearly as comfortable with that pick as you are, and I know the spread seems to be saying something here, right? That's what this whole thing's about. I've watched the Saints go on the road and beat the Ravens. I've watched them beat the Rams. They added Dez Bryant this week. I'm thinking that Dez Bryant, I'm assuming he's probably going to suit up. Hopefully he does. Maybe catches a touchdown pass or two. I like the Saints, man. I see them rolling, and they got to keep winning. They got to keep that home field advantage.
Throw up the X. Dez may or may not get in. We'll see. I don't know. He was non-committal, but I'll take the Saints minus the 5.5 as well. Game number two. The Patriots off an impressive win over the Packers on the road at Tennessee, who took it to the Cowboys on Monday night. The Titans getting 6.5 at home.
This is a tough one. I was actually hoping that you wouldn't put this one on there because I don't know where to go, but I will do this. The Tennessee Titans keep games close all the time. They're at home. They play at a slow pace. Vrabel and the Patriot connection is going to make it very difficult for the New England Patriots. But with the 6.5... the hook drags me in to take the Patriots on the road, who are playing their best football. They don't seem to lose. I think they do get up to that touchdown victory, and it won't be a field goal victory, and I don't think they're going to lose the game. So give me New England on the road, minus 6.5.
See, I think that this is going to be one of those backdoor cover games for the Titans, like where the Patriots are going to be totally in control of this game, and then there's going to be a late touchdown, and it's going to be within, 28-24, something like that. Like, the Patriots are going to be up, 28-17. And you're going to be feeling all good about yourself. And all you're going to be patting yourself on the back. So I'm going to take the Patriots to win the game, but I'm going to take the Titans to keep it close and get a backdoor cover here.
Patriots in a blowout, minus the 6.5.
Beat Tom Brady!
No!
Seattle at L.A., the Rams, that is. The Rams, minus 10, looking to bounce back from their loss to New Orleans.
So I was listening to JJ do his unlocks of the week driving in this morning on the overnight show, and the phrase that he used for the Rams was, sandwich spot. They're in a sandwich spot. So the sandwich spot would mean they just played the Saints, right, which is a big game.
Yes.
And then after this game, they've got the Chiefs.
Ooh.
So this is the sandwich game in between.
Don't you got to win the first piece of bread if you're worried about the second piece?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
You're right.
Sandwich.
This is what he was saying. I don't know why you're arguing with me.
He's
saying
sandwich.
He's saying sandwich spot. So I don't know. With the Seahawks, though, that's not an overlook game, man. They don't like the Seahawks. That's a division rival, and 10 points is too much for me. So screw the sandwich spot. I think that the Seattle Seahawks, who were awful last week offensively and finally got back in the game late, will keep this game close with the Rams. Seattle plus 10 on the road in the sandwich spot.
God. Sandwich.
Man, I hate giving 10 points in an NFL game, but, you know, in this case, I'm going to do it because the Seahawks want to run the ball. They want to, you know, if they get into a shootout, they're not going to be able to keep up with the Rams. And I think Marcus Peters is ticked off. And I could see him picking a few balls off here in this game. I'm going with the Rams to cover and win big.
Seahawks couldn't win 12 on 11 last week at home. I'll take the Rams minus 10. We don't agree on anything.
Boomer, Radio. You're wrong.
I'm glad.
No.
I'm with Boomer.
Wrong.
Greg and I don't agree.
No, that's fine. But you know what? I need that. I need to go against you every time. So, but here's the thing. You're going to win every one of these picks. I'm going to lose every one of these picks.
That's not necessarily true. Dallas at Philadelphia. Sunday night football. The Eagles finding their way at 4-4. Cowboys 3-5. Minus 7 for Philadelphia.
Ooh. It's too many points. You know, Dallas has been rough on the road, right?
Haven't won yet.
Yeah, and I know you're going to pick the Cowboys, so I kind of want to keep this whole thing up. So just because of that, I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles because they're rounding into shape, as they say, Boomer. This is a team that's going to go to the playoffs and make some noise, and the Cowboys can't win on the road, and this is going to be a death nail in their coffin.
Yeah, you know what? The Philadelphia Eagles get Golden Tate in their lineup, and he will be a difference maker for sure. And you know what? Carson Wentz has just got to be more careful with the football, which I think he will be. This is the start because they are coming off of a bye of the second half of their season. They do have 8 games left, and I love the Eagles. The Eagles are going to take control of the NFC East in the next couple, 3-4 weeks, and it all starts here Sunday night against your Dallas Cowboys.
Last time these two teams played in Philadelphia, Cowboys shut them out 6-0. The final week and no one played for the Eagles.
Exactly.
I'll take the Cowboys plus 7.
Five, as in Super Bowl championships. 5. Count them, bitches.
Jets home for the Bills. Not my best moment there. Jets home for the Bills. Jets minus 7 with Josh McCown at quarterback.
Oh, and that's the reason why I got to take the Jets. And this is no knock on Sam Darnold. I just feel like Josh McCown is going to get in there. You see him at practice, a video of him at practice. He's fired up. He is going to go out and he's going to throw.
We got McCown, count.
We got McCown.
He's going to throw 3 touchdown passes in this game. The Buffalo Bills are bad. Give me the Jets minus 7. Let's go. Get the season back on track. Do it for Todd, will you?
I can't take the Jets I don't care how. I mean, like, I think they'll win the game, but I'm giving 7 points. And, you know, I think that Josh Allen's probably going to play. I'm going to take the Bills to cover, the Jets to win. How's that?
Okay.
I have the Jets minus the 7. Jets in a rout on Sunday.
Wow.
And then the fan base wants Josh McCown to start.
We have a number one bonus pick brought to you by Altice One. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com to get Altice One today. The bonus pick for me is going to be Green Bay minus 9.5 hosting Miami. Miami is going to get crushed in this game. That defense, which played well last week, is going to look like crap. Give me Aaron Rodgers and the Packers minus 9.5.
I will take Green Bay.
I'll take Green Bay as well.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.